Blog Talk Radio.
Look, it's moving.
What's going on, folks? You are now tuned in to the Industry Doctors. I am Dr. Cash. As always, I do have my co-host with me, Dr. Phil. He will be joining us shortly. Shout out to all our listeners tuning in right now. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the Industry Doctors, Twitter, Industry Doctors, Instagram, Industry Doctors. Shout out to all our sponsors, Jimmy's Paint Shop, the 65 Connection, Leo Marketing, Star Marketing Moguls, and Media Combat. We do have a special guest with us today. We will bring him on shortly. We are almost at 100 episodes, folks. Very, very close. Keep staying updated with us. Keep engaging. Every like, comment, and share count. Without further ado, let's bring our special guest on. Hello, how are you? Can you let us know who you are, what are you doing, how you started? We'll be getting back to him, folks. Maybe a little technical difficulty. It's all right. You can't hate technology. Either you can live with it, but you can't live without it, you know, so you gotta live with it, basically. Hang in there with us, folks. We're trying to get him on as we speak. There we go. Can you let our listeners know who you are, what do you do, and how you started? Hang tight with us, folks. We're having a little technical difficulties.
What's going on?
There we go, folks. Can you let us know who you are, what are you doing, how you started?
How you doing, y'all? Once again, for the third time. Stay back. It's your boy Vic Styles.
Technology.
Yeah, true. It's your boy DJ Vic Styles down here in Florida. I rep New York and Florida. I'm from upstate New York. Been in the game for about 15, 16 years. I've been doing music for a long time. I linked up with Dr. Cash. So shout out to Dr. Cash as well as Dr. Phil. I linked up with Dr. Cash on Facebook, and ever since then we've been working together. I did interviews with celebrities, up-and-coming artists, et cetera, et cetera. And the name of the show is called Team Music Radio, My Way or the Highway. I did Blog Talk for years as well. I also represent Herbal Life, which is a nutrition for health, you know, two shakes a day and stuff, as well as I promote for a lot of people, as well as Dr. Cash and myself. And I've been doing it for about, like I said, 15, 16 years, and the name is DJ Vic Styles, V-I-C-S-T-Y-L-E-Z-Z. You can catch me on all of my social media by that name, either Vic Styles or DJ Vic Styles, as well as LiveMe.com. So you can check me out on all that. Appreciate my mans for putting me on, you know, and that's a little bit about myself. I'm from upstate New York. I live in Florida now. I'm a father of eight. I have four biological moms and the rest of my stepkids. I just had a birthday last week. You know what I'm saying? December 7th was my birthday. So, you know what I'm saying? And
That's about it. That's about your boy Vic Styles.
Definitely Vic Styles. Can you let us know, as far as the music, how is it different out there in New York?
Say it again.
DJ Vic Styles.
Yeah, say it again. I didn't hear you.
From New York. Because you're in Florida right now, you said, right?
Yes, I'm from New York, but I live in Florida. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Okay. Right. So how is the music scene different in Florida from New York?
The styles is different. You know, New York, straight hood. I mean, you got, besides hood, you got positive music as well from New York, but you also have a lot of good hood artists, knowledgeable, intelligent gentlemen that are talented, the up-and-coming ones, and the celebrities there, just veterans there, actually dope. And the difference is Florida is too southern. It's a different kind of ghetto. It's southern. And it's dope. They do go hard, but they have a different kind of swag to it. You know, they have the southern swag like North Carolina, Alabama, Atlanta. That's how Florida is. It's a south swag.
Definitely. So in the 15, you said 15, right? 15 plus, let's say.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Let's just say 15 plus or 14 plus or whatever you feel comfortable with. Years of doing music. How do you feel we have grown as far as the culture of music from back then to now? What's your thoughts on it? If you could change something, what would you change right now?
If we can go back to the 80s or the 90s.
What do you feel is different, in your opinion?
My difference?
You still with us? Yeah, yeah. Do you feel it's different? Yeah, yeah.
This new age? It's not really the word I'm looking for. It's not my cup of tea, honestly. I mean, I'm not trying to knock anybody's music down. It's just not my cup of tea because it's not real, okay? At least the old school cats from, doesn't matter if it was New York, Jersey, Chicago, Florida, you know, it doesn't matter, is that their style, the way they had it back in the days, it was a story. And the matter of fact with that, because it was a story, is that it was their story and it was true. It was real. It wasn't fake. It wasn't made up. It was their life story. Listen, this is what I did. And these cats now, they have no story. I mean, yeah, they copied our style.
Right, right. Definitely understood. Yeah. So if you could change something right now about the music scene, what would you change?
The lyrical talent.
Okay. So I'm pretty sure a lot of people hit you up on social media, you know, in person, whatnot. Give us some do's and don'ts about reaching out to DJs if you are an artist, if you don't mind.
Can you say that again?
Okay, a lot of people hit you up, right? Whether they're major or indies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay, so yes. When these artists hit you up and they want to work with you, what are some do's and don'ts that you go by as a DJ when they reach out to you? There's going to be a flippable coin, too. I'm going to ask you another side of it, too. Do you want me? Let me just ask you the other way around. Okay.
All right.
As a DJ, a lot of people hit you up, right?
Yes.
What would you say are your pet peeves of when these artists hit you up? How do you feel they should approach you as a DJ? What are some do's and don'ts?
They need to hit me up, one, a week in advance. Two, they got to understand they got to go by my time because, I mean, I know people got busy schedules, but I have a set time. And they have to go by that time, one. And two, it can't be short notice. And three, it can't be an evening show. For the simple fact is, I got to have family time. Besides my music, everybody has a real life. Some people have wives and kids, and some people have other things they got to do, a regular job, whatever. You feel what I'm saying? So, on that note, just let me know in advance or have your manager call me, one or the other, and then we'll set it up from there.
Exactly. So when these people, but when they contact you on, social media, because not, as a label owner, company owner, right? A lot of
first
people
words
have
out of
as well. Huh?
First words out of their mouth is, could you play my song?
Yes. That's what I'm
first
trying to
words
ask
out of
you. What are some do's and don'ts? Exactly. What are some do's and don'ts? How would you like to be approached? That's my question.
If you want me to play your song, you got to talk to me first. Hold on one second.
So if someone wants you to,
No, go ahead.
No, so if someone wants you to play their song, they just got to inbox you the link or the MP3, right? And you'll play it.
All they got to do is
you can attach. Wow. Okay. Email it to you.
All they got to do is text me. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
I'll give them a chance. If they don't know what they're doing, I'll give them a chance because I'm not that kind of person that's going to be like, I'm going to shut somebody down out the blue because I wouldn't want nobody to do it to me. You know what I'm saying? The only dose I have is, like I said, is short notice and don't try to take over my show and let me know in advance. Send me your music. Send me your drop. Because a lot of people could be like, I'll do a drop for you, and 2 months go by, I still ain't got your drop, and I got one of your songs. It doesn't make no sense. So that's the don'ts. The do's is, just holler at me. Talk to me first. Send me an email. I'll send you an email. I'll do a drop for you. I mean, regardless off the bat, because that's me. You know what I'm saying? It's just, if I'm going to show you love, you got to show me love back.
Exactly. Now, before we head out, I just want you to talk about Herbalife real quick, the benefits.
All right.
What is it? Just real quick before you head out, and then we'll just wrap it up. Go ahead.
All right. Well, Herbalife is about, it's a fitness thing. It's like any other, everybody says, oh, my God, is that like Jenny Craig? Or is it like this? Listen, it's not for everybody. I'm not going to preach it to nobody. If they want to try it, sure. Now, listen, honestly, did it work for me? I lost 17 pounds in 2 months, bro. It worked for me. My coach, he lost 106 pounds in a year. Okay, so it may work for some people, it may not work for others, but it also can help you gain weight, not just lose weight, but it can also help you gain muscle. All it is 2 shakes a day, and those 2 shakes are replacing your breakfast and lunch. Then you just have a sensible dinner, which doesn't have to be carbs, can't be fried, just regular baked chicken with some vegetables. You know what I'm saying? That's your basic everyday meal. The 2 shakes is taking over your breakfast and lunch. That's it. And then you have the Herbalife tea, which is like exercise in a bottle. It gives you energy, a whole bunch of energy, and it gives you also helps you gain muscle. Now, it doesn't cure no diseases, but it helps it. Like, you could be doing Herbalife for 2-3 months. That by that third month, they're going to tell you you don't have to take insulin, and you're down to one pill a day instead of two. You know what I'm saying? So it could help you. It won't cure nothing, but it can help you.
But it won't basically prevent anything either. I got you. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So it's healthy. It's more healthy. And it's like 80% nutrition and 20% exercise.
Awesome. Okay. Give us your social media once again, just for our listeners to be able to follow you, stay updated with DJ Vic Styles, you know. Tell them about your show, My Way or the Highway, and then we're out. Go ahead.
Okay. Y'all can find me on DJ Vic Styles, which is DJ VicStylezz on YouTube, as well as IG, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat as well. Team Music Radio 2, that's one YouTube. The other YouTube is DJ Vic Styles. The show is called Team Music Radio, My Way or the Highway. Besides repping other companies as TDM, Queen Kitty Entertainment, Winning Team, Global Family, FNBMC, Mix Mafia, as well as School of Hard Knocks. So those are all the places I rep. Team Music Radio is Monday through Friday between the hours of 12 and 1 Standard Eastern Time. Free interviews, free music airplay as well. And I want to thank Dr. Cash as well as Dr. Phil. I know he couldn't come on right away, but I appreciate those two gentlemen for letting me be on the Blog Talk Radio site. Blessings, you're welcome on my show as well. Anytime you want to co-host, holler at your boy Dr. Cash. And you know your boy Vic Styles is out. Thank y'all again. DJ VicStylezz on all social medias. Thank you.
Yeah, folks, another great interview wrap up with DJ Vic Styles. Give us a few seconds. There you have it, folks. Another great episode with DJ Vic Styles, our special guest. Always remember to stay humble, hungry, keep fighting for what you believe in. Definitely check out DJ Vic Styles. Follow him. Check out his show. Support the whole movement. Support our movement. Follow, like, comment, share. Every one of those gestures, actions, they all count. And you just got your dose.